Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, no stranger to our studios, Todd Mathis from the county. How you doing there, young man?
Good morning. It's January 2022, and we're into a new year already.
Well, it feels like January, doesn't it?
Yeah. You and I both probably would not believe that we were sitting in our shorts and t-shirts on Christmas Day, and then you know, we roll into 22 and it's jacket weather.
You know, there's another thing that I couldn't believe. You know, you're the county assessor here, and we were talking about this prior to going on the air. COVID-19 2 years ago, who would have thunk we'd be where we are right now, especially when it comes to property values?
When this hit 22 months ago, I think the prevailing thought was we're going to see property values decline. We're going to see the economy not necessarily tank, but we're going to see it slide downward. No one really had even an inkling of a thought that we would see property values do what they've done the last several months. Mm. You know, going through the homes that were selling for $100,000 in 2018 and 19 are selling for $120,000 to $125,000 to $150,000. Mm. So it's crazy what's happened to the market. There are some factors probably that have played into that. We've tracked sales here in Washington County very closely because as the county assessor, my thought was we're going to probably see a lot of protests of people saying, hey, my property value is going down because of this pandemic. Just the opposite's happened. We started tracking it, and property values are basically widespread throughout the county. They're up. You know, the things that I've kind of targeted as reasons why. Mm-hmm. The demand has increased. Interest rates have motivated our buyers. The rising home prices, and then real estate market. Real estate agents saw really a crazy year in 2021. Did you know, as a state, Oklahoma? Now, this isn't just Washington County, but as a state, we're up 12% in property valuation from just a year ago.
I do believe that. Wow!
And then, according to the Journal Record, they say that part of this reasoning is out-of-state investors are coming in. They're buying homes. What they're doing is renting them, and they do that basically to hedge against inflation on their overall portfolio. To answer, what does that mean, hedge against inflation? If you've got a commercial property, a retail store, restaurant, or some commercial property, usually those are on a multi-year lease, and so an investor or an owner has to rent those out over a long period of time. They don't know in 5 years what's going to happen. But if you're renting an apartment or a residential property or a house, usually those tend to be year-to-year leases. Mm-hmm. And so you can then say, okay, I'm gonna hedge against inflation by able to control this every year. And so there's a lot of out-of-state investors that are coming to Oklahoma, buying homes, buying apartment complexes, et cetera. And they're doing that so that their overall portfolio is protected because they don't know what's going to happen a year from now, 2 years from now, and so forth. Interest rates, meanwhile, they've dropped from 4% in 2018 to right now they're between 2.25% and 2.75%. That's on a 15-year fixed mortgage. And so interest rates being so low, people are saying, I might as well go borrow and buy me a house.
It's almost free money.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's no such thing as free, but you're right. With interest rates being what they are, I think a lot of people also, and I don't know if you thought of this, Tom, but a lot of people, I think when they were caged up in their homes, they had nothing else to do but work on their house. They weren't going to work, or maybe they were working from home. And so if you saw the parking lot at Lowe's, and if you live in a different town, Home Depot and some of those kind of places, they were packed during those COVID months because people were going and buying building stuff and building supplies, and they were redoing their own homes. Then what happens then is when you're done, you're like, I've just improved my own property value. I wonder what I could sell this for. And they put it on the market, and lo and behold, it sold for more than what they even anticipated.
And a lot of times, less than 24 hours.
Yes, that's the crazy thing. You know, homes that were used to be on the market for, let's say, 30 days, and some maybe even 60, those homes, instead of selling in a month's time, were selling in a week or less. And like you said, some up in 24 hours if it was the right home and the right buyer. So
wow,
it's crazy what the market has been doing. New housing starts, builders that are constructing new homes, we're seeing them all over town. And two places that I pointed out and I put here in my memo is Park Place Edition and Stone Branch. Park Place is just located west of Dungis Auto, and it's kind of back in a little residential area there. If you drive through that neighborhood, you'll see new houses that have been going up since late last summer, still going up.
Right out of the ground,
they say. Yes. And then also down on East Tuxedo, across from the golf course, you'll see new homes being built. Several dozen new homes in each of those additions right now.
Very good. Now, when it comes to property and when it comes to your property being assessed, people are looking for exemptions.
They're looking for a way to save a few dollars, and that's where we want to help as the county assessor's office. We want to help them with any available exemption. Mm-hmm. Those range from homestead exemption, additional homestead exemption, a senior freeze, which really isn't an exemption, but it does freeze their valuation. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you are a 100% disabled veteran, we do have a full property abatement. It basically zeros out your property taxes. Oh. And so we want all of our listeners to know if they qualify for any of those. The homestead exemption, you just have to own your home and live in it as of the 1st of January to get that. Real easy to do. The additional is linked to your income. And new this year in 2022, the income threshold has increased from $20,000 a year to $25,000. That means if your gross household income is $25,000 or less, then you would qualify for that additional, or what we call double homestead exemption.
Great. Now, when we talk about personal property being assessed, how does this work here?
So since 2009, we voted as a county to do away with household personal property. Mm-hmm. And so property taxes for all the items inside your home, your furniture, your computers, all of your assets that are in your home are no longer assessed by the county assessor's office. Thank goodness.
You mean my Elvis painting on black velvet is safe?
No longer assessed as personal property.
What a relief. It is safe. That's golden.
We probably over-assessed it, didn't we? But any other personal property, which would be business personal property that companies own, farm equipment, and then mobile homes that are not part of the real estate, mm-hmm. those are still assessed. And so what we do as a courtesy is mail out personal property renditions that say, okay, last year you turned in these 22 assets or these 22 items as personal property. Do you still have them? And if not, you either need to eliminate the ones that you've disposed of, or if you've acquired new items in the last year, new personal property assets, the state of Oklahoma requires that you list those for property tax taxation. So the deadline to file those is the 15th of March, so coming up here in about 2 months. That's also the same deadline to file those homestead exemptions and additional homestead and the freezes. So just so people know, that March 15th date, it's kind of weird because the state, sets an April 15th date. The county treasurer's office, if you're paying your property taxes in installments, they have a due date of March 31st. But the assessor's office, due to state statute, is March 15th. So keep that in mind. There's several different due dates coming up in the spring.
It makes sense to somebody.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Somebody hopefully is paying attention. So just so the listeners know, mm-hmm. we'll be mailing out over 3,400 personal property renditions probably the second week of January, next week. If you do own a business, if you own a mobile home, or if you have farm equipment, you should be receiving a rendition in the mail, provided that you filed last year in 2021. Mm-hmm. If you did not file last year, you may have to render one. You need to come to our office and get a blank form and start from scratch, or go to the Oklahoma Tax Commission website and look for that personal property rendition form.
All right. Just look for that in your mailbox.
That's right.
All right. Now, the assessor's office, you do some contracting because, let's face it, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and only a certain amount of people to do it.
We have for our size of a county, we have a fairly small staff. We only have a 7-person staff. That's including myself, so 6 plus the assessor. And we have over 30,000 parcels in Washington County to assess. So as you can imagine, that's a huge undertaking. So what we've done, we've done a couple of things. One, mm-hmm. over the last few years, we've contracted with Pictometry. Mm-hmm. That's been since 2006. Pictometry is a company that flies aerial orthographic images, 45-degree angles, yes, from all 4 sides. And it helps us to find new improvements that have been built. And really, that's in the rural areas. In town, it's easier to find those, spot those, and go ahead and get those assessed. But in the rural areas, if someone owns an entire mile section to themselves and they build a barn on the middle of that section, you may drive down the road and not even see it. So having the aerial imagery has helped us a ton in that area. There's also a lot of people that build, because there are no permits required in the county, in the rural areas, they don't even realize that they're supposed to report that to the assessor's mm-hmm. office, and so it does not get assessed if they don't report it. So this is our way of finding it without having to, you know, come knock on your door and say, hey, can I drive half a mile onto your property and look at that new barn you just built? So it does help. We've also contracted with a company out of Arkansas, and we've been with them for, I think, 3 years now.
Yeah.
So this is our third year. They're a well-established company out of Fayetteville, and they do our visual inspection program. And so right now they're currently wrapping up the 2021 visual inspection that started last year. We are visually inspecting a little over 6,200 parcels this go-around. We can't get the whole county in 1 year, so we split it up over 4 years. Some years we get 7,000 or 8,000. This year it's kind of a smaller amount. 6,200 is what we had in this year's visual inspection area. And then one last thing I do want to point out is, and this is kind of a, and I hate to say touchy subject, but because we did approve, the voters of Oklahoma did approve medical marijuana a couple of 3 years ago, we have several medical marijuana processors, growers, or dispensaries in Washington County, and they're not sure. They come from other states, and they're not sure how it works here in Oklahoma. So we've contracted with Tax Management Associates to perform complete audits on those medical marijuana facilities, just to make sure that they get their stuff rendered correctly and that we assess it correctly. Because honestly, Tom, I don't know how to do that. It's new to me. You know, it's a lot of the medical marijuana technology or terminology is new. It's something I've never heard of, don't know anything about. And so instead of doing it without full knowledge of how we're doing it, we've contracted with a company that knows what they're doing. And that way they can say, okay, for every facility that's in Washington County, we're making sure that everything is being assessed on the grow facility, the processing facility, and then the dispensary.
Well, that's great to have those extra eyes that's all they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is to have that kind of a specialty here with something that is that new and something that, well, from time to time changes pretty quickly.
And it will, because our laws concerning medical marijuana are new. We have probably one of the most liberal medical marijuana set of statutes in the United States. That's why so many companies are flocking to Oklahoma. Whether good or bad, but it is happening. And so I think we'll see more changes come along as the state legislature starts to rein in what's going on. That's something that's entirely out of my control, but I do have an opinion on it for another time in another place. But once those changes are made legislatively, we'll have to comply here locally as well.
Sure. But like I said, it's great to have that group in helping. Now, if folks want to know a little bit more about the assessor's office, we touched on some very important things today. But on the website, they can get a hold of you and really find out a whole lot more about what goes on.
We do have a website. It's strange that it's this easy, but it's just countycourthouse.org. And our IT directors, you know, several decades ago, had the foresight to try to capture that domain. They tried to get Washington County, but of course, Washington County is fairly common in every state. So they tried several other domain names, couldn't get them. They were already used. So they tried countycourthouse.org. And lo and behold, that was available in the late 90s. And so we've had that ever since we've been using a website. It's just www.countycourthouse.org. It'll take you to Washington County's main site, and then there are links to go to the assessor's website. You can look up parcel info online right there in the comfort of your own home or on your phone. I will say this, once you start looking at some of that parcel detail, it's hard to see on your phone because there's so much. It's a lot easier to see on a desktop or a web-based computer, but all that information is available online. And if anyone has a question, we urge them to just call us at the assessor's office. We still use the telephone.
Yes, you do.
We do. And so our phone number, if anyone's interested, is 918-337-2830.
All right. Todd Mathis, our county assessor here in Washington County, has been our guest on Community Connection.
Thank you, Tom.